go out? What do you do?
Going out, going dancing, or going out to eat, or is that what you want? You mean?
Yeah, if you know why you're getting, putting your clothes on and your makeup on. Mm-hmm. What do you say you're doing?
I'm getting dressed.
If a boy came home with lipstick on his collar, his little brother would tease him and say, "You've been
smooching, necking."
When a girl stops letting the boy come over to see her, you say she
has broken off, or they've quit seeing each other, or
he asked her to marry him, but she
refused.
They were engaged, and all of a sudden she
broke it.
If a man did this to a woman, what would you say?
If a man broke off the engagement,
would you say anything different?
No.
If she did not turn him down, they went ahead and got
married.
At a wedding, the man who stands up with the groom,
best man,
and who stands up with the bride,
maid of honor, our matron of honor.
After a wedding, what is the celebration?
Reception.
Did you ever hear something really wild that people used to have?
Chivalry.
Uh-huh. What is it like?
Well, chivalry is, when I was growing up, now this is strictly country too now, when a young couple got married and moved into a house where they would do a chivalry, but we would call it a serenade. Are you familiar with that word? Well, it's the same thing.
I'm just familiar from here as a synonym. I don't know what
it means. You don't know what serenade means?
No.
Well, they would get cowbells and anything that would make noise, pots and pans, and beat on them, you know, tin buckets or something like that, and go around and just march around the house until they'd do that all night unless they invited them in. And most of the time, they'd be a square dance. That's when I learned the square dance.
Mm-hmm.
I learned the square dance before I ever learned the round dance. I still like the square dance. But I don't do very much of it, though, anymore.
Before you ever learned to
round dance, or just dance, you know. Uh-huh. I learned the square dance before I ever learned to dance otherwise. Uh-huh. I wasn't. Just a little bitty thing.
Did girls go on this thing, too?
The couple. I mean, older people. Oh, the family, the whole...
Everybody
would go on the chivalry. Uh-huh.
It's funny. They didn't arrest just one or two of them. They arrested
all of them.
Or the
entire group.
Do you remember going to dances in people's homes?
Yeah.
What did you call them?
This would be the square dances that we'd go to in the people's homes. I mean, it would be, they'd clean out everything out of a room, you know, and they'd have a fiddler and a guitar and somebody to call to see it and everything.
Sounds like fun.
It was fun. And if you think about it, things are going back to that kind of fun now. And then another thing we'd have would be a candy break. And are you familiar with that? They would take all kinds of candy, hard candy, stick candy, you know, like yellow and red and purple and just every color, and break it in pieces. And then put it in a big pan and put a cloth over it. And a boy and a girl would go up, and go under there where you couldn't see, you know, and get a piece of candy. And you went for a walk with the one that you matched to. Or you danced with them, you know, like that's where you would choose your partner. If it was a square dance that was going on, you know, with it, you know, too.
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, you would dance with it, the couple that had matching candy. Of course, you get to eat it, too.
Mm-hmm.
After everybody had handled it.
Did you ever play any